فضل عن غير الله إلا الله بصير للعباد. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله مع صالح التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة. هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العظيم الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور. له الأسماء الحسنى. يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العبيد الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين. ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من العام إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين. صلى
الله صل على محمد وعلى
محمد. My respected brothers, the holy month of Ramadan, it is the month of blessing of Allah, the month of mercy of Allah, the month of forgiveness, the month of charity, the month of dua, the month of insurance for the next year. Altogether, every moment and every second of this month, that is very, very special for us. It is up to us how much blessings and bounties of Allah we are going to collect. As well as our capability will be more. So definitely we will attract more blessings of Allah. The doors are open. Angels are waiting. Allah is waiting. Now it is up to us. With all these favors, where we are standing. But at the same time, our enemy, who is Iblis, who are Shayateen. So apparently it has been said that during this month, Iblis is in prison. But as in the last chapter of Quran, it has been said, مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. So that khannas, that shayateen, could be among jinnat, could be among the mankind. Even ourselves, our nafs-i amara, maybe that is acting as follower and friend of shaitan. So although the Iblis is in prison and is not effective upon us, but at the same time, our habits, our nafs, our desires are also pushing us towards the same thing with which already we are following or we are doing according to the whispering of Iblis and Shayateen. This month is month of sincerity and purity. Because fasting is in between the person and Allah. If in secret someone want to eat, someone want to drink, nobody can stop. So when someone is fasting, it means he is sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has stopped not to eat, not to drink. Nobody is looking at him, but still he believes Allah is watching. He believes Allah is observing his thirst, his hunger, his problem, his pain, his hunger pains, everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is observing. And for the greater aim and target to achieve, this person is becoming sincere and sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why in Quran Surah Maidah, verse number 27, it has been said, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is gonna accept only and only from muttaqeen. So if someone is doing robbery and doing charity, so that will not be accepted. If someone is earning from haram means and then giving and helping the poor people, or maybe for the cause of Islam he is giving charity, so that will not be accepted. So maybe less, but we should try whatever we are giving. And at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, something you like very much, something that is very, very lovely for you, if you are giving that thing for the happiness of Allah, so Allah is asking for that thing. So charity is not like that, anything which is outdated, anything which is going to be expired, or anything you are not like anymore, so we are happy to give for charity. So this kind of charity, maybe Allah is kind, He will accept. But Allah says something you like more, if you are giving that thing for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the actual relation, that is the actual sacrifice a person is doing for the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why when we are doing any charity, we should make sure, we should try our best. So that should be from halal means. At the same time, we should make ourselves muttaqi, and then we are giving anything, our time, our skills, our money, whatsoever we have, we are giving for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and cause of Islam, so that will be definitely accepted. So here I am quoting one example that is also related with Iblis. So there was a worshipper, an abid, among Israelites. He done a lot of worship. One day he was worshipping and some people came to him and they said, in another village there is a tree, and people around that village and even from long, long distances people are coming and they are making that tree as God and they have started worship of that tree. Just this Abid was very upset. Why people have made another God? They have started, instead of worshipping Allah, they have started the worship of that tree. He stood up, he got an axe, and then he said, I am going and I will cut that tree. If there will be no tree, people will not worship that tree. Because they will see their God has been finished. So when he covered some distance, he met a person, and that person was Hazrat Iblis. Iblis told him, where are you going? He said, I heard another village, people are worshipping that tree, I'm going to cut that tree. He said, why are you going there? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inspired you, have sent any wahi to you? So that is the job of prophets, and he had a lot of prophets. So one of the messenger will come and will cut that tree, that is not your duty. He said, still, I have heard and I will go and I will cut that tree. And then they start fighting. And ultimately, this Abid was powerful and he picked him up and threw on the ground and sat on him. And when Iblis was under that Abid, Iblis gave another opinion. He said, look, you are a poor person. Other people are helping you and then you are running your family, your expenses. I have another proposal for you. I will give you 2 golden dinar every day. Without any work, without any job, Every day when you will get up early in the morning, just put your hand under the pillow and you will find 2 golden dinar. And that is enough for your expenses and even you can help other people. So that is a better option for you. Amit thought, so why not I should help the people and propagate the religion in this way? He said, okay, I am going to accept your proposal. When he came back, now he stopped or he finished his plan to cut that tree. He turned back to his home and the next morning he found 2 golden coins. He was happy. 1 pound he kept for his own expenses and with one pound he done charity. The next day he found 2 pounds. He was happy. The third day he put his hand under the pillow and there was nothing. Again he was upset. Iblis is not going to fulfill his promise. And again he picked up axe and started his journey to go and cut that tree. On his way he again met with Iblis. And Iblis asked him, where are you going? He said, you did not fulfill your promise, you did not give money to me, so that's why I'm going to cut that tree. At least I should do my job and stop the people to worship a tree. Then again, they started quarrel and fight. And this time, so first time Abed was successful, this time Iblis was the winner. And he threw the Abed down and sat on him. And then Abed asked, last time when I was going, I was more powerful and I was successful. So within 2-3 days, what happened to me? Today you are successful, you are the winner. Iblis told, the other day you were going for Allah. You were sincere in your intention. So that's why the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was with you. You were sincere in your intention. Authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was with you. That's why I was defeated and you were winner. But today you are not going wholly solely for Allah. Because you did not receive your money and you are upset. Now you are going to take revenge from me. You are not going for Allah. You are going for revenge against me and you are going for your money. So that's why when you are not sincere for Allah, today you are weaker, you have been defeated, and I am winner. So this story tells us, whenever we are sincere for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatsoever difficulties and problems will be there, we will overcome. But if we are not sincere, we are working for ourselves, we are working for our egos, for our personalities, for our families, for our tribe, then we will never be successful. So this is month of sincerity. Fasting is teaching us how to be sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to improve the level of yaqeen and certainty. So this month is the best month to do self-building, to make stronger our sincerity and loyalty towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that after this month we should be able to stand for Islamic cause. We should be able to fight against the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And especially someone who is in us, Nafs-e Ammara. We can defeat Nafs-e Ammara when we are sincere in our cause, when we are sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when tawfiq of Allah and help of Allah and authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with us, at that time all satanic powers will be defeated and we will be successful. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr. Inna al-insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu as-salihat wa tawasaw bil-haqq wa tawasaw bis-sabr.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد قدي الصلوات والعرف للجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل موضوع وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثله شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العظيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيدة شباب أهل الجنة
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المهدي
اللهم
صل على محمد اللهم عجلا فهو انهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم افتح لي ابواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع إني إليك من الراغبين وأتمم لإنعامك إنك خير المنعمين اللهم اجعل بقية عمري في أداء فرض الجمعة والحج والعمرة ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآل الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين
اللهم صل على محمد
أوصيكم بتقوى الله ونزل أمركم. This beautiful advice of our first Imam for all of us. We must be thankful to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala who granted us the great blessing of our life, our existence. If we were not mankind, we were not human being, we were something else, that was quite possible. If Allah has made us Ashraful Makhluq, the best of His creatures, we must be thankful to Him. And one of the mode of thanking to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that is, we have to adopt the path of piety. We must try to be muttaqi. And this month, the total and one of the important message and benefit of fasting is يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ So fasting has been prescribed for you so that through this fasting, you have to attain the level of taqwa. Taqwa means we must be sincere with Allah. We must improve the level of our yaqeen. We must be just with ourselves and with the people. So once we are attained, we have attained the level of taqwa, then we can say yes, we are true follower of Imam al-Muttaqin, Hazrat Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi
salam.
And again this month, this that is the month of Quran. In this month, reading one verse is equal to reading whole Quran in other months. This is the month which has Laylatul Qadr. And this Quran was given to the Prophet in the Laylatul Qadr. And that one night, we must strive to find that night, because worship of one night is more than our average life. So this month that is the month of Quran, Quran is guide, Quran is our guide, Quran is light. Quran is something which has been emphasized to have good relation with this, to understand the Quran. And again in the beginning of Surah Baqarah it has been said, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي هُدَلِّ لَمُتَّقِينَ. So anyone who would like to be muttaqi, he need to read Quran, he need to understand Quran, he need to follow the commandments which are given in Quran. Without reading, without understanding, without following the commandments of Quran, we cannot say we are muttaqi. Anyone who is lover of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, you have heard when he was even riding over the horse, he was going into the war, he was putting his foot in the taab, and when he was sitting, he was completing Quran. It is telling you, he was not only a warrior, he was not only a brave person, but at the same time, he was lover of Quran. Even in the worst situation, Ali ibn Abi Talib was reciting Quran. At night when he was standing up for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was reciting Quran. So when Ali is true lover of Quran, why not his followers should be true lover of Quran? And this month, you can get maximum benefit. So we have arranged Quran classes, a reading of Quran sessions. So this is the best opportunity for us. We are sitting with our friends, with our family members, or maybe working. We cannot spare even 1 hour every day for Quran. So we are standing. What kind of love we are having for Quran? So when collectively we are reading Quran, we are getting more blessing. At the same time, we are promoting the culture of Quran. Our children are coming, family members are coming, everyone is looking that everyone is reading Quran. So how, in this way, you are promoting the love of Quran in your generations. When the elders will not come, their children will not come, nobody will see their family are reading Quran. Quran is just to put in the cupboard and only to give in jahiz. And only when someone is dying, we have to read Surah Yasin and Fatiha. Rest of our life is without Quran. So then, we will never get any kind of benefit. So this is the month of Quran. We need to plan something. Yes, work is important, life is important, everything is important. But at least this month, we have to spare some time. This is month of dua. We need to read different kinds of dua. We need to understand what is the message which is given in dua. So during this month, especially the iftar and sahur, we are eating for our body requirements. But this month is also the month of development of our soul. We have to work something, we have to give some food to our spirit, to our soul. How much food we are giving? For when it is the time of iftar, we are waiting, we are anxious to give food to our body because our body was hungry for many hours. Our body needs drinks. But did we think before starting the physical requirement of our body, have we provided the spiritual requirement of our body? So if people are eating food, so some people are eating twice a day, some are 3 times a day, some are 4 times a day. But the requirement of soul, at least 5 times prayers are wajib. If we are not doing other mustahabbat and other nawafil, at least 17 rakat and 5 times prayer, and that is the need and requirement of our soul. So our soul needs more kinds of food and more kinds of remedies as compared to our body. So all of our attention and concentration and our study and our research is focused on our body requirements and problem, and we are not focusing on our soul. But this soul is eternal. if we will not maintain this amana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how we will reply in the grave? Many people of our time are tahara hada, parables for us, examples for us. How did they live? They had families, they had jobs, they were working everything. But with all this, they told us how to talk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to do dua, how to read Quran, how to spread the message of Quran. And one of their followers, the true follower, who was killed on the same day, the 5th of August 1988, Shahid Arif al-Husseini. Someone who was not his age when he was killed, he was martyred, he was just 42 years old. But out of 42 years, almost 10 years he spent in the Hawza, and 10 years he spent to lead his nation. Half of his life he spent to strive for knowledge and to work for his people. He started his struggle and effort and jihad while he was in Parachinar. And that was the time when Russia attacked Afghanistan, and Taliban and Al-Qaeda people and Wahhabi, they came, they rushed in Kurram Agency. That was the border area of Afghanistan. And they tried to occupy it, that area where followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam are living. There are 7 agencies in Pakistan, and out of 7, this was the only agency which had thickly populated Shia population over there. And they were more than even 60%. But now their number and their percentage has been reduced. Now for last 5 years, their land communication with other cities, with other countries has been cut down. No one can go into that area. But when he was alive, he was leading. Not only on the front of jihad, but even he also founded Alamdar Foundation. That foundation which was working for the welfare of the people. He also challenged the political system. Today, government is also thinking to stop that system, because even today, the people of those 7 agencies, they do not have the basic human rights as other Pakistani citizens they have. They do not have the right of vote. Every adult person in Pakistan had the right of vote, but they don't have. There are only few maliks who can choose their MLA or their senators. But in those days, in those years, 20, 30 years ago, he started the movement that every adult person in those agencies must be given his basic human rights. They are Pakistani, they are Pakistani citizens, and they must have the right. And he also led for 4 years all Shia of Pakistan when he was the leader of Tehreek-e-Jafri Pakistan. And he also changed the values of people, the thoughts of the people, the planning of the people. Different Quran or Sunnah conferences he held in his time, and he gave the political dastoor and the constitution how Pakistan must be led, what kind of political system he was going to introduce. So his famousness, his taqwa, his simplicity. When he was killed and his family, for a few months they went in Iran and they gave the key to some of their friends, and they thought maybe there are some expensive or costly things, so they should pick up and kept them safe. And when they searched the house, there were only few carpets and few suitcases and few beds, and there was nothing else. So someone was very simple. He was introducing his driver and people who were working like their brothers and like his Mawla. Hazrat Ali alayhi salam, that was the month of Ramadan. He stood up for Fajr prayer. in Masjid al-Kufa, where he was struck down on his head. Likewise, Shaykh Arif al-Husayni, he stood up for Fajr prayer, and when he completed his prayer and he was coming down through the stairs, he was killed in that moment. So those people who killed them, all of them have been gone into hellfire. But Imam Khomeini gave his message, Arif Husayni was just like my son. Oh, the people never forget him, because he sacrificed his life, his time for you, and you must remember him. You must keep alive his name. So this is our duty, to keep him alive. We have to read his life history, his akhlaq, his morals, his ideas, how he was serving his nation, and how we can follow him in different walks of life. So as he served, we should try our best to serve our nation. We should spread his message throughout the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us more tawfiq to understand the message of shuhada. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand the destination of shuhada Karbala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand the ultimate purpose of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our worship, all of our dua, all of our iftar and sahur, and all of our charity during this month. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna atainaka al-qawthar. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ.